One of the Nautilus's men presented me with a streamlined rifle whose butt was boilerplate steel, hollow inside, and of fairly large dimensions. This served as a tank for the compressed air, which a trigger-operated valve could release into the metal chamber. In a groove where the butt was heaviest, a cartridge clip held some 20 electric bullets that, by means of a spring, automatically took their places in the barrel of the rifle. As soon as one shot had been fired, another was ready to go off. "Captain Nemo," I said, "this is an ideal, easy-to-use weapon. I ask only to put it to the test. But how will we reach the bottom of the sea?" "Right now, Professor, the Nautilus is aground in 10 meters of water, and we've only to depart." "But how will we set out?" "You'll see." Captain Nemo inserted his cranium into its spherical headgear. Conseil and I did the same, but not without hearing the Canadian toss us a sarcastic, "Happy hunting!" On top, the suit ended in a collar of threaded copper onto which the metal helmet was screwed. 3 holes, protected by heavy glass, allowed us to see in any direction with simply a turn of the head inside the sphere. Placed on our backs, the roll-cray-roll device went into operation as soon as it was in position, and for my part, I could breathe with ease.